Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you want to make God laugh, says a post-it sticker, make plans. And what is the real message? That you should never try to plan anything? No, but rather, when God is left out of your plan, your game plan may go awry. There is a proverb that says, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Whether you climb a mountain, traverse an ocean, build a house or a high-rise building, run in the Olympics or attempt to plant your garden, or for that matter, do about anything, there are scores of factors over which you have little, if any, control. Like what? Like the economy, the weather, the availability of goods and services, the price of gasoline, the flow of electrical current, the capriciousness of trade and surpluses, a host of things. The reality is there are many factors that we take for granted over which we have little, if any, control. So does that mean we should just sit on our hands and wait for God to make things happen? Not unless you're expecting a new outpouring of manna from heaven. God honors planning and hard work. But what makes God laugh is the presumption that men and women often have, which totally ignores him. Take, for example, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, one of the most powerful men who ever lived. He was once the dread and fear of all the earth. He's the one Daniel tells about whose heart was filled with pride, and God finally said, enough. His mind snapped, and he ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and sets over them anyone he wishes. So wrote Daniel. A generation ago, Christians often signed their letters using two Latin words, Deo volenti. It meant God willing. They recognized that God, not chance or fate, is the final arbiter of what happens to us in life. Presumption is something God hates. Want to make God laugh? Then make plans and leave him out of your plans. Apparently, this is not simply a problem which we who are living in the 21st century struggle with. It's an old problem, too. James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote about this very situation when he penned the letter which bears his name, which incidentally was probably the first New Testament book. He wrote to Jewish Christians, probably merchants, and he said, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag, all such boasting is evil. How could it be any plainer? Presumption was the sin which Jesus condemned when he told the story of the merchant who boasted, I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. A fool was the way Jesus described him, using a rather strong word. Now here's a closing thought. There is a very upside to what may appear to be a down issue. It is this. When you make plans which you feel are within the scope and purpose of what God wills, and you ask him to guide and bless your efforts, you can then trust that he will give you his very best. Well does Proverbs 16:3 say, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Then it is we who will really laugh with joy.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.